first, let me ask you this. This hot liquid that a lot of people like to drink for breakfast, that
coffee.
Yeah, you drink it?
Yes.
How do you, if you were ordering coffee, how would you order it?
Coffee with sugar, just cream.
Okay. Let's say if you didn't want anything at all in your coffee, how would you order it?
Black.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names for black coffee?
Straight up.
Straight what?
Straight up.
Straight up. Okay. You ever heard people say barefooted?
No.
I like it barefooted. Okay. All right, now, getting back to this preposition. Say if you do want milk in your coffee, you'd say, I'd like my coffee.
With cream.
All right, if you were going to use the word milk there, I'd like my coffee.
With milk.
Okay. But if you don't want milk in your coffee, you'd say, I'd like my coffee.
Without milk.
Okay. And if somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming right.
Towards you.
And if you just happened to meet somebody in town that you weren't looking for, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for so-and-so, I just sort of ran
into it.
All right. And if a little girl has been given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that the parents named the child
after the mother.
Okay. All right. Getting into different animals. Did you ever keep pets?
A few.
Like what?
Dogs. Snakes, gerbils, fish, hawk.
Okay. Talking about dogs, if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or another person, what would you say to him?
Attack or kill.
Okay. Anything besides that?
No.
Did you ever say sicken?
Sometimes. Wow, I never use sicken. I used to train dogs. So.
Okay.
Dobermans and German Shepherds for Sergeant Security Service.
Are Dobermans really as vicious as their reputation?
No. Not really.
What would you say is the most vicious dog you know of?
Chow Chow.
Really?
They're small, but I mean nobody's. I mean they're vicious, you know, but they don't. They're not big enough to do any damage. You know?
But they'd like to carve you up if they could.
Right. If they were bigger, I'd be afraid of.
Okay. What would you call a dog that's not a pure breed? He's just, you know.
Mutt. Hound.
What about a cur?
Like a cur is used more like a. More of like a puppy, like a, well, not really a puppy, but it depends what kind of dog you're talking about.
Yeah, I was
a cur is an unwanted, kind of like a, either an unwanted dog or got the Cavahoula cur. I mean, that's a breed of dog.
That's a specific breed?
Right.
Yeah. What is one like, if you had, if you just describe it to me?
Oh, it's a hunting dog. It's a lean, short hair, short snout, and it's got a long, thin tail.
What about their disposition?
Kind of moody.
Yeah. Have you ever heard talk about dogs having glass eyes?
You mean just by looking at them or a real glass eye?
Well, it's not an actual glass eye, but there's a white spot right in the center of the eye. And I don't know, one old guy somewhere, I think out of Red River Parish or something like that, told me that was a characteristic of a Cavahoula cur. It had a glass eye. Just wondered if you'd ever heard that.
No.
Are other dogs named after parishes like the Cavahoula cur?
I mean, like you can have, I mean, different strains. Like you can have a beagle, you know, like a mixed breed, you know, that's indigenous, you know, to that area. I'm sure that, you know, they name after a few.
The only other one I've got besides Cavahoula was Wynn Parish Cur. Cavahoula occurs.
Cavahoula's.